Tiếng thở cứng. What kind of work did you do?
Where?
In Europe.
Didn't do any kind of work.
What kind of work did your father do?
My father was a merchant, a businessman.
What kind of business?
He had a mill, a grain mill. The grain for the peasants into flour.
What were the languages that you learned?
The official language, you mean, of the Jewish family?
Spoken in your house.
My own?
Jewish. Yes.
Jewish.
And outside the house?
Outside the home with my friends, we used to convert a good bit most of the time in Russian.
What kind of schooling did you have?
All my schooling was done in a private way. I had a private tutor, one in Hebrew, one in Russian.
You went in Russian?
Yeah.
Same way.
I didn't. I couldn't go to school because the Jewish youngsters were prohibited from attending Christian school.
and the Russian tutor taught you mathematics and history.
The Russian tutor, the Russian tutor was Jewish, by the way. Mm-hmm. It was Jewish students, you know, that taught us Russian. Russian, the Russian language and Russian literature and all different subjects, like geography, history, mathematics, algebra, geometry, and even Latin.
What was your synagogue like?
We had three synagogues in our town.
Were they private homes or separate buildings?
No, they were separate buildings.
Built
specifically for that purpose. The synagogue only.
What were the relations with the non-Jewish people in your community?
During my time, and of course, I was young when I left. I was in my late teens when I left the Russia. During my time, the relations were very peaceful with the Gentile population, with the Persian population.
Were they friendly?
They were more or less friendly. They weren't worse guys.
Did you have any friends among the
our young Jewish crowd, we even associated with the elite of the town, of the Christian elite of the town, like the priest's daughter and the inspector, you know, like here the police inspector, like this children, and so on, we got associated together.
Did you belong to or attend any political organizations?
Where, there?
There.
No.
The Zionist, Born Socialist?
No. Yes. I didn't belong to any organization at all.
What was the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews?
The Russian government was very, very, you might say, anti-Semitic. The Russians were isolated, like, you know, they lived in what they call, in Russia they call it there's a word for it here, but I can't remember.
You're not
saying again.
Huh?
Not yet. No. You see, they divided Russia into certain sections. And one section that was called Ukraine. Ukraine.
Yeah.
And Ukraine consisted of 14 states.
Yeah.
And the Jews were allowed to live there. But they weren't allowed to live in some of the bigger cities like Moscow or Moscow or Kiev. Or St. Petersburg, he wasn't allowed to live there at all because the Jews were restricted from having residence in those cities. The only ones that were allowed to live outside of the of the the word for it here, but I can't remember it. I can't recall it. What do you call this? Area was isolated, right? There's a word for it here, but I can't think of it now. Pale, that's it. That's what we call it. Pale. We were restricted to that pale. And if you wanted to go to a city, now I wanted to go to a city to take up examinations for admission or admittance to the gymnasium, you know, the higher class, higher school of learning. I wasn't allowed to go there because I wasn't allowed to live there. I had, in order to live there, I would have to notify the police that I'm there. If I was going to register at a hotel, they wouldn't let me on account of being Jewish.
That's why.
The only exceptions were scientists that worked for the government, or even private scientists, or doctors, or people that were rich and could buy themselves into the elite, like the big people that manipulated stocks on the bourse, on the bourgeois. They call it bourgeois in Russia. Those are the type of people that were allowed to live there. Or some tradesmen that the city needed and allowed them to live there. Tradesman, I don't mean like a shoemaker or a blacksmith. I mean the more refined tradesman, like a jeweler or a silversmith, you know what I mean, or a goldsmith or something like that. All those different tradesmen, they were allowed to live there.
What did you think of America at this time?
At that time, at the time of my coming here? Well, I'll tell you, I was so confused. I was so flabbergasted at the beginning because I really didn't know what to think.
Before coming here.
I didn't know anything about it.
You didn't know anything at all about
it? I could only imagine what it was like, but I didn't know anything about it.
Well, this is what I want to know. What do you imagine it would be like?
I imagine it couldn't be any worse than a Russian. You know what I mean? In Russia, I was completely lost because as far as my father's business was concerned, there was no place for me at all because it didn't appeal to me at all. To deal with the peasants there, it was a miserable way of earning a living. My father had to deal with the peasants all the time in this line of business.
Yeah.
And that kind of little livelihood or living didn't appeal to me at all.
Why did you leave the country in which you were born?
There was no future for me at all there.
Why did you come to the United States?
Because the United States was about the only place to go to in those days.
How do you say that that's your name?
You
change
it to your name. That's
your name.
I had an uncle here. Mm-hmm. He was the pioneer of the family.
Oh.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And he was here after a time, and of course his wife and children left Starland along with them.
Did you have a definite explanation? Yes. And you were only part of a family group. Were you part of a larger group, or were you just this family group?
Coming where? Here?
Coming here.
Coming here, I stayed for a while. I stayed with my uncle.
No, I mean, when you came from York,
yes.
Did you come, was your aunt brought over separately, you know, with the small family?
Yes.
Or did you come as part of a larger group?
No. Just with the family. With my aunt and my children.
How did you travel?
You mean from Russia,
yeah.
by train all the way into Bremen, Germany. And from Bremen, we took we boarded ship Maine, because the ship, the name of the ship was Maine, M-A-I-N, Maine, Germany. Baltimore for a day, and then we went on to New York.
Back from Baltimore for a day. And how long did you stay in New York?
As soon as we went through Ellis Island, the Rebbe was a rather good school.
Did an organization or an individual meet you?
Nobody did.
Nobody met you.
That was in my own.
What papers did you object? What objects or papers did you bring with you to the United States?
I didn't bring anything. Just the basic necessities, like maybe some clothing or something like that, that's about all.
And paper.
Okay. I have my passport.
Is your name the same as it was in your...
My real name should be Solomon. Because that's Shloime in Yiddish. The translation of Shloime is Solomon. But here they call me Sam right away. In fact, some of my friends still call me Saul, for sure. In Solomon, they know they cut it down to Saul. But I made it Samuel, and it has been that by ever since.
When you came through the immigration, you made a change?
No. And on my passport, I don't know, on my passport, I think it still has a Jewish name. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You know?
What first impression when you came to the United States?
To be frank with you, Pittsburgh didn't impress me at all. Because I was in several large cities like Kiev and Odessa. And they are two of the most beautiful cities in any country. Not only in Russia, but in any country. Pittsburgh only impressed me in one way, because it was similar, the topography of the city of Pittsburgh Mount Washington. Mm-hmm. Down below is the other part of the city, and the lower end is the Dnieper River. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I looked at Pittsburgh, you know, the first time or the second time, and I saw all those mountains around there, you know, I thought of here. But Odessa is situated on the Black Sea. It's one of the greatest ports in Russia on the Black Sea.
What do you see on your face?
Well, I didn't have any time to look into the steel mills. At the beginning, you know, I was taking off. I went to school right away. I didn't look for a job or anything after I came over, because I knew that in order to make the United States my permanent president, I would have to learn the language. I went to school, to Granville School up on the hill there.
Okay. You're anticipating a question a few pages ahead. Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh, and what was it like?
It was a dreary December day. And I came in by train on the B&O, on the old B&O, that's the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad, down there by Water Street. It isn't Water Street anymore, they call it the Duquesne Boulevard, or whatever, what Boulevard, yeah, Duquesne Boulevard now.
You mean by the Smithfield Street?
You mean by the bridge, by Smithfield Street, it used to be Water Street there.
Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during your first 5 years?
Yes, because I didn't know what to take up. I didn't know what to do with myself. I spent a little time with my family here. And my uncle got discouraged with me because I didn't look for a job. I wanted to go to school. So he wrote to my father in Russia. And my father sent me money to go back home, without me knowing about it. After the money arrived here, he told me about it. I said to him, "You have no business, you have no right to do a thing like that without my knowledge. You give me the money that my father sent me and I'll do what I please." So I took the money, $100 and some, and I left Pittsburgh and I went to Cleveland. To fight. Well, in Cleveland, I was lost and didn't know what to do. So I got a hold of a lunchman of some kind that I didn't know, and they didn't know me, and I didn't know them, and I lodged it, I boarded it, and I found a job in a rubber factory, where they make rubber, all kinds, anything made out of rubber. I went there for a while. Then I met with an accident. I almost lost my hand on it, on the saw, the electric saw. I had the doctor with it for about 6 weeks, and apparently I'll never forget that doctor because he saved my fingers. You see, I have still marks left. So I stopped there for a while and finally come back.
How long were you in prison?
2 months. I came back here, then I got a job in Western. And I worked for 12 cents an hour.
Wait a minute, that's a heavy story.
I still have a story.
Was there any point during the first 5 years when you said, "I'm just retreated because you were injured"?
No. In fact, a lot of them, you know, admired me for one reason, because after being here just about 6 months or so, I finally caught on to the English language. And nobody would believe that I'm here at such a short time.
Would eventually accomplish your goal in coming here?
Mm-hmm. Well, after 5 years, life assumed a different picture altogether. Because,
yeah, you never
because my present wife came about 2 years after I was here. We fell in love with one another and we decided to get married. We were married in 1960. Of course, I had a job then. I was working and I was making $15 a week. And after I was married, 2 weeks after I was married, I was laid off the job because it was a seasonal job. And about 2 weeks later, my wife took sick and she had to go to the hospital for a appendicitis operation.
Where was your first home?
First what?
Home.
My first home was on Bedford Avenue.
Was this with your family or after your family?
No, with the family. With the family.
Now, I mean your wife. I mean,
with
your aunt.
No, with my aunt, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was it like?
It was a two-story building. We lived on the second floor. We had 5 rooms, I believe, so at that time.
What was the name of the neighborhood?
The name of what?
The neighborhood.
The neighborhood there, that upper arm, that section was mostly Jewish.
Was it run down?
Well, it wasn't, it wasn't too run down, no. Of course, there were all older type homes, but they weren't run down.
How long did you live there?
We didn't live there very long. Because wait a minute. We didn't live there very long. Because my uncle decided to move and open up a store, a grocery store, not for himself, but for his wife. He was still on the job, you know, but his wife, that's what we moved to, were to the Bomb Boulevard and Corner, Aaron Avenue and Bomb Boulevard there. I think that's